mitzvahs b'nei Yisrael, you should command the b'nei Yisrael. The yikhu eilecha shemen zayis zoch, olive oil pressed kosis lamor, lahalis neretamid. So the Mashiach Chachma asks a question: what is the pshat v'yikhu eilecha? They should take to you. Where does Moshe Rabbeinu fit in over here? Why is it they should take to you? They donated the Shemen HaMishcha, but what is this special? The Yikhu Eilecha. It's Manashma Eilecha L'tzorchecha. It's a special need of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Mashiach Chochma says the following. The Ibn Ezra, in Parshas B'Haloyscha, says a Dover Nifla. He says, even though all the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with Moshe, it was during the day, as it says, B'yoyim Daber Hashem al Moshe, he spoke to him during the day. However, and at night he didn't speak to him. However, b'shas the menorah was lit in the Beis HaMikdash, that was considered like day, because the aura of the menorah was a special light, and therefore it was as if he was speaking to him by day. That's why it says v'yikhu eilecha, they should take to you l'tzorchecha. Adam, during the day, his das is clear, his das is miyushiv. The Tana de Ve'elio says, Ein or elo simcha. Or brings out the simcha within a person. So it comes out that light is necessary to prepare the nefesh to be able to be makabal. We know that Nevi'im had to be mitoch simcha when they were makabal nevuah. A chelik of that simcha is the or. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's v'yikhu eilecha, it's l'tzorchecha, because the aura menorah is going to be the substitute for day, and you'll be able to be mekabel the shchina even by night when the menorah is lit. But the Torah considers, but the Torah continues, chukas oilam l'dayroisam me'ez b'nei Yisrael. It'll be a chuk oilam, in other words, to Moshe Rabbeinu, it serves a tzorech, the menorah, because it gives him the ability to be able to have nevuah by night. The Dairi Seichem, it's not going to be an Egeia, so for you it's a Chayk. As I said, the Meshach Chachma. He says, from here is a ride, is a Mechudosh de Kismah. Kismah says, no, normally we know that Vesem cannot paskin by night, but there's a Mechudosh de Kismah that says that in front of candles, Vesem can paskin by night. So that's an interesting thing. I would think that this is applying only to the Neiris of the Menorah. He says, in front of Neiris, you could paskin by night, which is a chiddush. This might be a little bit of a mucker for that. You should bring close to you Aaron, your brother, and his sons, to serve me, to be mishares me. What is this lashon of hakrev eilecha? It says hakrev is Aaron achicha. What is the hakrev eilecha? So the Malbim learns pshat. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was an emtzoi. He was a medium between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bnei Yisrael. He is the one that communicated between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bnei Yisrael. He was also the one that brought the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Bnei Yisrael. So he was the medium in between them. Now Aaron HaKohen was also becoming a medium in the Inyan of Avodah. Aaron would be the one that's Makar of the Karbonis. Aaron is the one that's doing the Avodah. So he is connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Bnei Yisrael in the Amud of Avodah. That's why it says over here, HaKrev Eilecha. In this he will be on the same Madrega as Moshe. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu is the medium Lagabi, the Amud HaTorah, so too now Aaron becomes the medium in the Amud HaAvodah. HaKrev Eilecha, you'll both be on the same Madrega, each one being the medium of a different Amud. I was thinking it could be there's a different remez over here. I'll piece something that we've said a number of times, and that is that we once said over a word, HaMalach HaGoyel Oisi Mikol Ra, Yivarech Es HaNa'arim V'kori Behem Shmi V'Shem Avoyse Avram V'Yitzchok. Yaakov Avinu places his name before Avram and Yitzchok. What's the pshat? How does he put his name before Avram and Yitzchok? The Teretz says Avram Avinu is the Midas HaChesed, Yitzchok is the Inyan of Avodah. They're both good things, but it has to be done with the perspective of Torah. If you put Yaakov Avinu, who represents Torah, in the front, and everything is looked at from the spectrum of Torah, so then Chesed is Emes the Kechesed, and Avodah is Emes the Kavodah. But if you don't have the Torah to give you the perspective on how to perform the chesed and how to do the avodah, then the chesed is not real chesed and avodah is not real avodah. So ask the pshat over here, Hakarim Eilechas Aaron Achicha. You are the Amud HaTorah. Aaron's Amud has to be approached also mitaych, the perspective of Torah. The light of Torah has to guide exactly how the avodah should be done. You should make big day kodesh for Aaron, your brother, for honor and for glory. Which means that the big day kahuna had kalayim in them. Chaylas and argamon were wool, and sheish was linen, and there was kalayim. The simple understanding of that is, Hagam Kalayim is Asur B'chola Teir Kula, but there was a special heter that was said, Hutur Mechlaloi, it's an Isser, and Mechlal that, there's a special heter given to Big Day Kuhuna. Similarly, you find an Isser that's Hutur Mechlaloi, the Isser of Eishas Ach, to marry your brother's wife, is Asur Achiv Karas. In Achiv of Yibam, it's Hutur Mechlaloi, it's removed from the Klal of Isser Eishas Ach, a special dispensation for the mitzvah of Yibam. That is the simple understanding here by Kalayim. And by Tzitzis, it's the same thing. Kalayim, but Tzitzis is Mutter. When there's Tchelos, of course. So it's Asur B'chol HaTorah, it's Asur everywhere else. There's a special heter said by Tzitzis. But Rav Yosef B'chor Shor, he is a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, Lehepach. He says an opposite understanding. Be'etzem, there's a din that Big Day Kuna has to have Kalayim. And because of that, it's also for anybody else to have it, Favos. The same way it's also for anybody to replicate the Shemen HaMishcha, or it's also for anybody to replicate the Keteiris, the Chiv of Misa. So too, the Indian of Shatnas was given Bedavke for the Big Day Kuhuna. If you do it in something else, you are replicating the Big Day Kuhuna, you're not allowed to do that. Tozak Rav Yosef B'chor Shor. So Yaakov Galinsky asks, what is the special Indian that Big Day Kuhuna have to have Kalayim? One would think the Iker is the Tcheles, the blue wool, and the purple wool, and the Telah Shani, the colors are the things that blend in to make the Big Day Kuhuna. But Bedavkit should be Shatnas. What is this Indian? The Shatnas Bedavkit has to be by Big Day Kuhuna. So he brings down a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Tzemer is a symbol of Midas HaRachamim. And Pishton is a symbol of Midas HaDin. Therefore, Tzemer was the carbon of Hevel. Hevel represented Chesed. And Kayin brought Pishton. Pishton grows from the ground. Arura HaAdama. The earth is cursed. So those two cannot get together. The wool, which represents Hevel and Chesed, and Din, which is represented by Pishton, cannot get together. The simple understanding is Pishton comes from the ground, which received the klala and a punishment, and Tzemer is a special bracha from Hashem that represents Midas HaChesed and Midas HaRachamim. And the two cannot get together. They're in stira to each other. And when they get together, it could be that you're diluting the Midas HaChesed, or you're diluting the Midas HaDin, and Hashem does not want that to be diluted. When is that said by Medvar Mamurim, they can't get together by regular people? But by a Kohen that's over in the Beis HaMikdash Lehepach, he has to be able to have both Midas, and he knows exactly when to balance it. He knows when to use the Midas HaChesed, and when to use the Midas HaDin. By a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, which represents the Oyvid Hashem that's close to Hashem, he knows how to balance both things, and he has to be able to use both. You can't get caught up on one midah. Not everything is midas adin, and not everything is midas arachim. You have to know when to balance it. And with Dugma, he says, for example, there's a famous Vilna Gaon by the Akeda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Ato yodati kirei lekim ato. Now I know that you're a Yiras Hashem. Now, until now, he didn't know. So he says, Avraham Avinu was midas achesed. So it could be that he served Hashem with chesed because that was his tendency. But now that Lehepach, he used Midas HaDin to bring Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, That shows he's not doing it out of a tendency. He's doing it because this is the way he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Sora Imenu, about Sora Imenu, it says in Eishes Chayil, Eishes Chayil was the hespin that Avraham Avinu said about Sora Imenu, Dorashot Semer Upishtim, Vataz Bechevitz Kater. What does that mean, she was Dorashot Semer Upishtim? When it came time to chase out Hagar and Yishmael, she said, Goresh Esa'oma Hazlois, chase them out. Avraham Avinu didn't want. About the Kishbara, who said, Kol HaShetayimer Lechav Sora Aseh. Whatever she says, you should do. She knew, she was a tremendous Midas HaChesed, she was the Ezek and Egdai of Avraham Avinu. She was Makara people, Tachas Kanvei Hashchina, and Hagar was one of her prime Talmidas. Afal Pikein, when it came to using the Midas HaDin, Garish HaSan HaZayis. Garish HaTzemeru Pishtin, she knew exactly when to use the Tzemeru Pishtin. That's the Pshat, why Dafka the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen rather, in the Beis HaMikdash. He is the symbol of connection to Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash is the Shar HaShemayim. Someone that's on that Madrega knows when to use Semru Pishtim. But it's not meant for the Hamayinam. Memela, we are not allowed to replicate it. It's interesting that Kalayim B'tzitzis was only Mutter Kozman we had the Tchelis. Tchelis represents a Chibur between us and Shemayim. Tchelis by Miliam, the Yam is named to Shemayim. So Dafka over there was it Mutter to have Kalayim. For people on a high Madrega, an elevated Madrega. But for the Hamoinam, such a thing is not mutter. What we have to do is, this is very much Negeya in Chinuch and Yonim, you know, being Chanuch children, being Chanuch Talmidim. You have to know how to balance. Not everything is peaches and cream. Not everything is love. Not everything is, you know, be Makara of them. No, no. You have to sometimes be tough with them. And either Isa, being too tough with them, is also not a good thing. You have to have the right balance. That needs the das of a god. And it needs a lot of siyata d'shmaya, when to use this and when to use that, and how to balance them. The darsha tzemeru pishtim v'taz mechevitz kapel. The Maisa Takya, the altar of Slabotka, altar from Slabotka, was once walking together with Rav Shraga Feivel Frank. Rav Shraga Feivel Frank, he single-handedly supported about 4 or 5 Maisa Zatayra. You know, at one time, he helped see Slabotka in the Kohel of Kovna and this Kohel. Tremendous Nidim, an unbelievable tzaddik. He was the Shver of Mrs. Alma Meltzer and Moshe Baruch Epstein. He had Hoshev Eidim. And the Gedolim were very much machshavim. So Altav Slabotka was once walking with him, and an Oni came over to him asking for an Adava. Told him, no, you can't have it. So please give me, he says, no. He asked him a third time, and again he refused. Then he went away. So Altman Slabotki said that my opinion of Rav Shraga Feivel went up tremendously then. Why? He always thought Rav Shraga Feivel, he says, our pastor throws out his money, like, you know. You know, he saw he does it with Seifel. He felt that this fellow was not deserving of a Nadava. He didn't give it to him. You know, in other words, Nadivas doesn't mean throwing out money. Meshugi. He saw that Rav Shraga Feivel is a man with chashmish, and my opinion of him then went up tremendously. There's a similar maisa. There was a maisa with someone of the Bnei HaChabur of Rabbanu of Pshiske. He gave away all his money for tzedakah. He mamash gave away his whole chosim for some zach. And Rabbanu found out about it. He was very upset with me. He called him over. He says, Chazal say, ha mevazbez, al yevazbez yoshe mechayish. He says, you went connected Chazal? So he says, Chazal, we're talking about someone that worries about the future. He says, I'm not like that. He says, you know, it says, you know, Tamim Tiem Hashem Elokecha. He says, Chazal, we're not talking for the Hamayinah, like Chazal. Yeah, that's for those people. But for me, Tamim Tiem Hashem Elokecha. So Rabbanim told him in the Haggadah, there's a Chacham and there's a Tam. He says, who are we, Machshiv? More, the Chacham or the Tam? We're Machshav the Chacham, that's Enoch B'Roshay, he's El Chacham Aroyas HaNoilid, he's going to have to come on to that money. We're not Machshav the Tam as we are the Chacham. He says, yeah, but the Torah says, V'yakiv Ishtam Yoshev Ayolim. Does that mean, yeah? He says, it doesn't say V'yakiv Tam Yoshev Ayolim, it says V'yakiv Ishtam. He was a Bailam on the Tamus. He knew exactly when to use being a Tomim, but he also knew when to handle with a lover and to imtom titamom and ikashtit titapo. You have to know when to balance the meters. He can't just be kavur in one meter. That's the same idea that we're talking about over here, this chesed and rachamim, and on the other hand, this din. You have to be able to know when to balance it, when to use this meter, or when to use the other meter. V'zasher tasal ha-mizbeach. This is what you should do on the mizbeach. Kvosim b'nei shona shnayim layoim tamid. Kvosim b'nei shona two every single day. So, the Bar Ben Eli asks a question. This is not the only thing they brought on the Mizbeach. What about a carbon chatos? What about a carbon asham? One of the ikar purposes of the Mizbeach is to be malabe in avonisei mishel Yisrael. Yet from the lashon of the pasuk, this is what you should do on the Mizbeach. Kvasim neishona shnayim layayim tamim. So Parshat, I would say that it's not telling us all of the avoid. It's saying this is what you do tamim. This is the constant thing that's brought on the Mizbeach on a daily basis. That's what I would say, Pasha. But the Abar Benel says a different shot. The Abar Benel says like this. The Torah did not want to give a pisquin peh to people that has been preordained that people have to do Averis. The Horaya, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Mizbeach to bring the carbon chatas, the carbon ashram. Vaisois, it's kavua in the bria that an aveira has to be, and for that he gave us a mizbeach. Torah tells us, shtals avek, the ikar avoda of the mizbeach is shnayim layon tamid, the carbon oila in the morning, the carbon oila in the evening. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This maintains the constant tmidus, the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the main purpose of the mizbeach. Now, agav. There's also other inyanim in the Mizbeach. In case a person was chayte, which is not predetermined, it's not preordained. So then you have the opportunity of bringing a chatos and an asham. There's also karbanis nedavah. But the Torah is telling us over here what the ikar tachlis is. Let no one make a mistake and think there has to be a Mizbeach, because it's vaday that there's going to be chatan. Chas v'shalom. Person's given the kayach habachira. With the Yetzer Tov, to go after the Yetzer Tov. It happens to be, if he does a chet, does a mizbeach, it affords him that opportunity to be mechaper on his aveiros. I saw a horror. Why is it that the ephod was tied from the back? Why not from the front? Bent up a fellow. You know, he girds himself from the front. Like, why punk the ephod was tied from the back? I once heard a Gevaldik Yipshak. Chazal tell us that the Eifoid is mechaper on Avodah Zarah. The key to turning away from Avodah Zarah is like the Kotzker once said when he was a child. He came home one day and his father asked him, what did you learn in Cheder today? So he says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ha'or. Klal Yisrael camped facing the mountain. That's the way my Rebbe teach. But I teach with their backs to the world, with their backs to the belt. What's the pshat? Donoichi Hashem, at the same time, is lo yiyeh l'cholim acherim, is two sides of the same coin. In order to fully face Hashem, you have to have your back to the rest of the world. You have to exclude everything. You have to reject everything else. The Gemara tells us that by the simplest base, Hashayeva, when they came to the Shari Mizruch, they turned towards Hashem, and they said, Aviseinu, that we're in this place. They were praying El Hashemesh, and their backs to the Hekel. What's the pshat? They turned their backs to Hashem. We are lehepach. We turn our backs to the belt. We turn our backs to the sun. So the ikar in Avodah Zarah is turning your back to it, not to be goyis and bechlau. So the tikkun for the chet of Avodah Zarah, to tie it from the back. The back is the ikar in rejecting Avodah Zarah, turning away from it. The Gemara tells us that Avram Avinu, in his Masechtas Avodah Zarah, there were 400 prakim. We only have 5 prakim, I believe, we have Masechtas Avodah Zarah. What's the chiluk? Avram Avinu's sensitivity against everything that distracts from Avodah Hashem was so great, he had 400 prakim on that. And he was sensitive to turn his back. What's the taich avodah zara? People think avodah zara is bowing down to a foreign geshke. Yes, that's true. Shlomo of all the taiches up, anything that comes in between us and Hashem, anything that's a distraction from concentrating on Hashem, that's called an avodah zara. And our avodah is to turn our backs on that. And since being mevatel avodah zara means turning your back, not being gerset at all, not allowing yourself to be distracted, so the eifod was tied from the back, because the ikar avodah is with the back to prevent you from facing it. So a chiddush from the Radziner Rebbe, the Baal HaTcheles, says a very big chiddush. It says about the Me'il, vo'asisa al shulyoi, rimayne tcheles v'argaman, you should make pomegranates made of tcheles and argaman, v'say la'ashani, al shulyoi sabiv, u'pamayne zav, pamayne v'rimayne, pamayne v'rimayne, alternately. So he brings down a Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, Me'ilkas Klei HaMikdash, said that the Me'il was totally made out of tcheles, didn't have any sleeves, it was split into two pieces, the front piece and the back piece, and it was attached by the shoulders. There was an attachment between the two. So the Minchas Chinuch asks on the Rambam, it's mashma from the Rambam, that the Me'il had dalet kantos, like a regular beggar of dalet kantos. Yet we don't find that the Me'il had tzitzis. Nowhere do we find that the Me'il had tzitzis. And based on that, it's the kasher of the Gemara. But l'chor, we don't find that the Me'il had tzitzis. If he the Rambam that it had dalet kantos, where were the tzitzis on the Me'il? So there's some people that Taka say it didn't have corners. Taka didn't have corners. There's, I saw brought down the Shem the Radvaz, that since the Rambam holds that it wasn't mamish a one-piece beged, it was two separate pieces with an attachment, so it wasn't chayv and tzitzis. But the Razina Rebbe first brings down the Zohar HaKadosh, says clearly like the Rambam, it was two pieces with dalet kantos. But then he says a chiddush, that the remaining that were made out of tcheles hagomen talash shani and sheish, it had in it blue and it had in it white. Those were the tzitzis of the beged. They were tzitzis rolled up in a ball, and those were the tzitzis of the beged, and that potter the me'il from having tzitzis. Those are the Razina Rebbe. V'shachanti b'soich b'nei Yisrael v'hoyisi lahem le'lekim. Loshen midas hadin. What is this? V'shachanti b'soich b'nei Yisrael v'hoyisi lahem le'lekim. Why midas hadin? If a shachanti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, that means there's a strong kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So is there a makom over here from the midas hadin? I once heard a pshat that adarabba, he had a sentence. It's a gevaldig gezach, the greatest thing in the world is the kirmas elokim, ani kirmas elokim litayv. But the kirmas elokim is a mechayv. It's mechayv us to be on a much higher madrega. If we want that shchina to dwell amongst us, then we have to act on a higher madrega. There's a saying in French, not that I'm such a bucky in French, I know nothing of French, but I heard this from my shrezel, he was speaking about an Indian of his chayvus. There's a saying in French, noblesse oblige. Nobility obliges us to a higher madrega. If you want nobility, you have to act in a higher life. So if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell in your midst, then that's mechayv on a higher madrega, and the male of the midas hadin is greater. And with the slightest offense, the shechina could chas v'shalom leave. This is a pshat that I once heard. However, I saw a pshat from the Magid, the Mezritz of Magid. He says as follows: Ayois, I'm going to dwell amongst the Bnei Yisrael, and because I'm going to show my ahava to you, I'm going to be forced to use the midas hadin against the goyim. That anybody that starts up against you, I'm going to have to inflict the midas hadin against them. B'shachanti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Well, yisi lahem le'lekim. In case somebody starts up with the yidden, the midas hadin is going to affect those that start up with them. If that the Mayona Shotayu wants to say that we say in Zmir Shabbos, m'shoich hazdecho li'oidecho keil kano v'noiken. Shlop your chesed upon the ones that you love, the ones that are attached to you, Kael Kana Benoikim and Rabbeinu Shalaylam, that's jealous and takes the Kama. What's the connection between the two? The Teretz is, because you're going to bring your Chesed to us and you're going to be Mechubar to us, that's going to be a Goyim that you're going to take the Kama from the Goyim. That's the shot over here. V'shachanti b'shay b'nei Yisrael, v'yisi lahem le'likim. On the Pasuk, es hakeves ha'achot tasa ba'boiker, es hakeves ha'sheni tasa b'in ha'arboyim. The Sefer Hadrash v'ho'iyun, it's the Raish Rav, Rabban Levin Zatzal, says a very nice shot. There's two tkufas in a person's life, v'ikr, and that is his younger years and his older years. The younger years, he has koiches. He has a freshness about him. He has an energy. He's lacking in seichel. He's lacking in seichel. He's lacking in maturity. He's lacking in life's experiences. He's lacking in being settled in yishuv hadas. When a fellow gets older, in the later stages of his life, he's more miyushiv, he's more experienced, he has more yishuv hadas. But that original energy, that he doesn't have anymore. The Torah is telling us over here, you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your koiches in each stage of your life. In the morning of your life, in the early stages of your life, when you have that energy, be makir of that energy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the later years of your life, in the evening of your life, when you no longer have that energy, but you have a different koyach, you have the koyach of maturity, you have the koyach of yishuv hadas, you have that special koyach. Take that koyach and be makir of that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus is avart from the Reish Rav. Aguten Shabbos.